Welcome to Blakey Psychotherapy. We're glad you're here. Thinking about therapy and talking to a therapist requires courage. You've taken the first step.
Now, the definition of happiness is also individual. What makes me happy might be misery to my neighbor. That being said, Viking provides a helpful framework to look at happiness. He suggests that happiness can be divided into three categories: the affirmative dimension, the cognitive dimension, and eudaimonia. Are you in a state of like? Libraries are magical places. Unlike looking for books on Amazon or Chapters, where you're presented with book selections based on previous choices, wandering around a library allows you to stumble upon all kinds of interesting things you had no idea existed. And if you have a library card, it's all free. Such was the case the other day when I stumbled upon a little gem titled The Little Book of Like by Mike Viking, CEO of the Happiness Research Institute in Copenhagen. Now, what is like, L-Y-K-K-E? Like is the Danish word for happiness. When we are operating in the affective or hedonic dimension, we're thinking short term. What's our mood today? Scared, sad, anxious, happy. In the cognitive dimension, we take a step back and look at our life overall. Viking asks, I like the idea of happiness being a somewhat mystical-like unicorn. It comes when we're not looking for her. We can put things in place to encourage her to visit, but we can't force her to come or to stay forever. If we measure happiness from the affective standard, it's easy to look at happiness as something to grasp and get attached to. This can only lead to disappointment. However, if we think of the long game, happiness over time, we can relax and not get so caught up in our internal weather. There is a time when we do need to be aware of our daily happiness, if we suspect that we may be suffering from depression. One of the symptoms of depression is an absence of happiness or no longer finding joy in the activities that fulfill us. Symptoms of depression include sadness, tiredness, trouble focusing or concentrating, unhappiness, anger, irritability, frustration, the loss of interest in pleasurable or fun activities, sleep issues, either too much or too little, lack of energy, craving unhealthy foods, anxiety and isolation. If you've been experiencing any of these symptoms for more than a couple weeks, you may be dealing with depression and need to seek medical support. Happiness, elusive, individual, and part of what makes life worthwhile. May she find you. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Quote, how happy are you in general? Think of the best possible life you could lead and the worst possible. Where do you think you stand right now? When trying to evaluate happiness, the important information is what your dream is and how close you feel to living that dream. End quote. The concept of eudaimonia takes happiness one step further. Eudaimonia is the ancient Greek word for happiness and is based on Aristotle's perception of happiness, i.e., happiness comes from living a meaningful and purposeful life. Now, I think it's safe to say we all want to be happy. In fact, it's often a motivating factor in why we behave the way we do. In some cases, we even go so far as to believe that we have the right to be happy. In at least one country, the right to happiness is codified in their founding documents. The U.S. Declaration of Independence gives citizens the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As with most things we want very badly, we are seldom content to let them just come to us. Instead, we chase them. Advertisers know this. Consumerism is based on the idea that we will buy things that we think will make us more popular, thinner, fitter, smarter, and ultimately, happier. Not only do we chase happiness, but in today's world of Fitbits and other ways of constant monitoring, there are happiness apps that use the results of research into brain science and happiness to give users daily exercises to help their overall state of happiness. But what if happiness is like a unicorn? In fairy tales, we learn that if we are looking for a unicorn, we will fail if we chase them directly. Instead, we need to sit quietly and wait. She will come to us, and usually not full on, but glimpsed out of the corner of our eye.